Blog Talk Radio.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Body down, so don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy. I'm not worried. I'm happy.
Why the fuck these niggas wanna go against the grain? Yeah. Why the fuck these niggas wanna drag a nigga name? True story. I know some niggas who hurt me,
they hurt me.
A couple bitches who hurt me,
they hurt me.
The jury don't want me to make it.
Make it.
The DA, I know that he working.
Oh, he working.
Prosecutors wanna help me.
What?
I'm hoping they don't do me dirty.
Do me dirty.
This 40, I got the bitch dirty. Shoot on go, he shoot perfect.
What?
I got 100 on me.
On me.
The devil ride me in my sleep.
Oh, he do.
I break a bitch in a week. Little bitch, I'm not what you think.
Nah.
I still in the field with my hitters. I kept that rocket on me.
I do.
Hate that I had to get rid of my niggas. I heard that we're plotting on me.
Oh, it's true.
For the love of money, my homies ain't turned they back. Same niggas that still owe me on the pack, say they gon' check me. My closest friends I knew since we was kids, say they gon' whack me. But I ain't lying, I'm slangin' nine, and bitch, they know that so get at me. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. I would've killed for you niggas. Now I can't deal with you niggas. Talking to the grill reaper, finna get rid of you niggas. So sick of these niggas, claiming they hitters and killers. Showing out for them bitches, flexing on Instagram pictures.
You a dog with it on my life, on my mama, we gon' be straight. My partner looked me in my face before I took that case. And what he do?
Then a nigga turned state, other homie turned snake. But I can't be real with these niggas. How could they do me that way? Yeah. I was broke in a bitch, oh, I'm hustling, I'm on my grind, yeah. Work my way up to a quarter pound, selling dime bags. I spent 250 for the sheep. It's on the cook, I'm hitting leaf. My nigga hit me for some zip. Shouldn't have showed him word either.
Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you.
When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you.
Everybody ain't your friend.
Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you.
Have you ever gave your last $20 to a nigga that you love?
I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt. Winging eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'ma flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'ma flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'ma flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'ma flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'ma flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring around me because I'ma flirt. Now try to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to hoes, I be pimping like I supposed to. Rolling like I supposed to. Shining like I supposed to. In the club, fucking with honeys like I supposed to. I don't understand when a nigga bring his girlfriend to the club. Freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club. And wondering why all these players trying to holler at her. Just soon as she go to the bathroom, nigga, I'm gon' holler at her. A dog on the prowl when I'm walking through the mall. If I could, man, I probably would work with all of y'all. Yeah, yeah, homie, you say she your girlfriend. But when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shot. And plus we got them player at flirters in the shot. Now the moral of the story is cuff your bitch. Cause hey, I'm black, handsome, I say, plus I'm rich.
Well, if you love your girl and wanna keep your girl, don't be walking up and asking me to meet your girl. Because I'm well enough to flirt when I see the girl. She went the eyes on the slide, I see your girl. Better treat your girl right, cause another man will. Better eat your girl like another man will. Cause you leave your wife and I see your wife. Let me for real, how long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just beat me right. Yo, lady, look at me cause you ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you cause you the business type. That's until I came along and put some dick in the light. When I say how that ass look at dick in the light, I know that she was checking me and dick in the eyes. Hey, if I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I could even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, hit that right. Up on that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on her hair like we're getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kinda tight, but it'll swear just right. You know, if your girl's sexy and she passed me, don't be upset, D, cause you might catch me trying to catch a glance up a skirt, then we're clan in reverse. If I see her, I'm like a dance.
Let's go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the shouters be like,
damn,
28, hey. Then I be like, girl, you know just who I
am, don't hate, hey.
See, I done fell in love with her.
All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got a down pack. Said if pain was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a forever, I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Steady Bender Ass. I be like, oh, I'ma see ya, and mama me, I'm on pain. What is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I pass by, I know exactly what you say. He's
up in the club, I'm a flirt. When I didn't need wanna roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low,
I'm a flirt.
And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right,
I'm a flirt.
So homies, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause
I'm a flirt.
And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause
I'm a flirt.
Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gon' hit. Man, Jack and the chicks, I tried to quit, but I'm a player homie, so I had to hit it. While you're buying her drinks in the club, acting like you in love, starting like you all thug. We were switching numbers. She looking at you and I walk by, you turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy
and I be calling her mommy.
She be calling you Kelly when your name is Tommy.
I don't when you bring them around me, let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, my nigga, it's a player's feel, my nigga. Don't take no bitch to the club when you just met her, my nigga. Cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking that good shit, she gon' flirt with her.
I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt.
Oh yeah,
when I roll up in the club,
I'ma flirt.
Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low,
I'ma flirt.
And when she's with a man looking at me,
damn right,
I'ma flirt.
So homie, don't bring your girl to me,
cause
I'ma
flirt.
And baby, don't bring your girlfriend
to me, cause
I'ma flirt.
Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her. Then don't bring around me, because I'ma flirt.
I'ma T-Pain. Ladies, if your man ain't hitting it right, just call his number on the screen. I'll be at your rescue.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 Fri
All right, y'all. Here we is again, once again. God damn it, getting ready to take care of business as well as we could. I don't know exactly how much frying got to be done tonight, other than what happened. A couple of things last night, I understand, went on. And y'all know last week I let some people come in and substitute on being a chef, and almost lost my top chef, man. So I guess we got to kind of be patient. He out partying on the boat. We got to wait till we get back to land unless he call me and tell me that, you know, he ain't going to be able to do the frying, then we'll substitute him. But I got to give him a chance to get in here, boy, because, man, can't nobody cook like that man cook. He sure know how to drop it in the grease, boy. But anyway, how everybody feeling tonight? I hope everybody doing good, enjoying the beautiful days. And at night it kind of cools off a little bit, but the day's been pretty gorgeous. And, you know, everything seemed to have been going pretty smooth. And tomorrow, the next big event, Leroy and Big Sam out at US 41. Supposed to be some action. Track supposed to be good, as it was when it was Vaughn Race. So I'm hoping y'all come on out there and be there and support and have fun, most of all. Should be quite a bit of action. It's been said that if both cars on the premises, and they should be, we finally finna get this little thing started. The reason I say started, because I'm pretty sure if he whoop us, we gonna be going back at him. Pretty sure if we whoop him, he gonna come back. So that's why I say it should be starting. It's getting started. It ain't gonna be over with, whatever happened. So the little rivalry with Mudbone and Scandal, it's most likely going to be an ongoing thing unless we make Chuck sell out. So we're going to see, y'all. But anyway, everybody feeling? Let's see. I guess I can see if anybody want to come on here and have some things to say before the fish get to going in the grease. Have something to talk about, you can do so right now by hitting the one button. The thing should be real good. People should have a little something to talk about this week. Old Big Perm doing this thing, you know. Let's see who we got here. 708. 5249, who we got?
Angry Bird in the house.
Oh, what's going down, Angry Bird?
What's happening?
You know you shouldn't come on this early, man. Big Mark going to be looking for you. He on here, man. That man might hit that one button.
I wish he would.
I'm going to have to call the police for harassment, man. He going to harass you.
He going to... I don't know. I think I might have to put some breadcrumbs down to get the race. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe a pile of breadcrumbs that get them cornered. You know?
Yeah, man. Yes,
I'm just trying to do a little racing, man. You know, stretch my bones. Just trying to do a little racing, you know, with my new car.
Yeah, man. I know that. With your new car?
Yeah, with my new car.
Oh, it ain't that same car you've been talking about?
White Trans Am.
Okay.
Well, I thought
Big Mark
kind of running
rough
from
there,
me,
so be careful. You think so?
No, I think he kind of scared of me. I really do.
Oh, man.
I really do. I think I'm about to leave him alone because he ain't hit the one button yet. What's taking him so long?
He ain't hit the one button on you last night? I heard you call him out last night.
He ain't hit me. Nope. He ain't hit the one button on me last night. I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to him. Nothing personal, Big Eddie, but
wow. You
ain't talking about nothing. I'm going to talk tomorrow.
I got you.
I want to see what he talking about.
Man, I'm going to have to call and check on Mark. I ain't heard from him today, but I did hear from him yesterday, but I ain't heard from him today. So I got to check on Big Mark, man, because Big Mark, you're a mean fella.
Man, Mark ain't poop.
I don't know if he's rough on me and other
trying
people.
Trying to fuck
that
chicken up, man.
Hey,
Mark getting them but a big old hen.
Ooh-wee.
I'm trying to stop
him from
talking.
His number on here. Man, he late for the show. He ain't on right now. He might be late for the show, but you ain't got to catch him at the table. He ain't going to be late for dinner.
Look, I got another call. I'm going to go on mute. When he pop on,
okay.
I'm going to hang up on whoever I'm talking to, and I'm going to see what he's talking about.
I hear you, man. I hear you, man.
He's
man,
scared
it's kind of cool out tonight. I ain't been out since I got home from Dallas. Is it?
Damn, what about? Okay. What's the call?
Where you at, Brother Kid? What's happening with you, man? Hey, you.
What's going on, Eddie?
What's going on? You the man. What's happening, man?
It's same old.
You done heard
just
anything?
A different day, that's all.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, I don't want to be the one to talk about it, but I be trying to watch these videos, and I heard something maybe you can enlighten me on, man. And it got something to do with your boss. You know,
with
my
who?
Man, then I know your boss, Willie Dog, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, he suffered an ass whooping last night.
Oh, man. I heard that part, man, too, but the way he took it, it's hard for me to believe, man. I was just wondering, was that true that the man got up there in red light and crossed the line?
I think he did. I know he red lighted.
Wow.
If he crossed the line
I
down there, I'm not for sure.
Well, it happened to the best, man. You know, that old pocket
it
chain.
It happened to the best of them.
Yeah, boy. That old pocket chain, it ain't just sitting there. That. You got to drive this sucker, I guess.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't pocket chain. It was the Camaro.
No. Oh,
yeah.
That might be a whole different monster then.
Yep. I guess it's trouble. You know, Tony Bowers changed the name of the goddamn car. At the drop of a hat.
He changed the name on trouble?
Yeah, I think he called it Black Gale now.
Oh, my God. Is it painted back gray now?
Yeah, it's still gray.
Oh, didn't he paint it one time? He had some paint, a wrap or something put on it. He said people were sponsoring. It was a different color.
No, this one here was gray. Like I said, it looked just like trouble, but got a new name called Black Gal.
Oh, goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to try to keep up with this shit. But I heard Tony Bowne also won a race last night, right?
Yeah, Tony got in the car. They re-ran the race, and Tony got in and drove it, and he beat the guy.
Oh, okay. I know. I heard Tony
wound
had
up
one.
Yeah, they wound up 1-1.
One
victory and one loss.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, good to see that he got this thing going again. He was having trouble with it for a while.
Yeah, I think they ran a horsepower,
too. And, man, I seen a test pass with Cougar Man with one of the cars, and then I heard the conversation about the other one. They both of them suckers look damn good. Now, Keisha and,
yeah,
and the Mustang.
Yeah, they did. From the video that I've seen, they look damn good.
Yeah. I kept on trying to watch Keisha, and they kept on messing around. I fell asleep. I ain't never get that video.
Mm-hmm. But all cars look good when they're going by themselves.
Yeah, but there's a certain way them motherfuckers disappear that you know that they ain't bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And I know that Mustang was disappearing, boy. And they had been having trouble with it. Uh-oh. There he is, the number one chef in the world. Chuck Dawg. What up, Chuck?
What up, Ed? What's going on?
What up, Chuck?
Ain't nothing happening, man.
Kid, what's going on?
Kid, nothing much.
None. Come in here. So I think I better come in early and let fuck up Eddie's fantasies and shit.
Oh, man.
Alpha, man. What I do, man? What
you know,
I do, Chuck, man?
You know what I'm saying, kid? That motherfucker
mm-hmm.
been dreaming. I'm finna put his ass to sleep.
No, man.
No. He's still going on.
Yeah, man.
You're coming out tomorrow, right?
Me coming this early, man.
Hell yeah, I'm coming out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, motherfucking bitch to move.
Damn. Including Big Eddie?
Hell yeah.
Put my phone on mute. Put my phone on mute. I'm sorry.
If you need your motherfucking mortgage paid, don't bet on Big Eddie. Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, I'm coming out to play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming out. Boy, I head down south here. Yeah, ain't nothing like knocking off a couple motherfuckers out here real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah, yeah. As long as they got that bitch like it was last week, I'm down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be that same thing, so let's hope that be true. But they they've been pretty good all year.
Oh, yeah, they've been good all year, as long as they keep it like that. Yeah, I'm with that. Yeah. Yeah, knowing that, I wanted to go back home last week and get my damn car. Yeah, but, you know, it's all good. You know, y'all better get it in now because y'all ain't got too many chances. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can squeeze out a good month.
Yeah, yeah. We had excellent weather up here this week. I mean, this whole
mm-hmm.
fucking summer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the problem was, but we had excellent weather.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they got to wait till the dew come in to start racing. I think that's it. That's what it is.
Check the weather forecast
yeah.
to see if there's
snow
coming away.
Y'all hold it down right quick. I got to try something right quick because I'm seeing some pop up that ain't
they,
good, man.
Well, get the fuck off the phone, man. You said you got to do something. Just go do it. Damn, you ain't got this plan to me and kid. We already know you had to blow your fucking nose. Damn.
Oh, man.
You see what I'm saying, kid? He got to explain shit. Just go, man. You be back. Me and kid,
right,
we all shit about everybody. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm trying. I'm wondering. I know they got a couple lock-ins. I know Scrap and Jeremiah locked in. Eric and what was it, Tidy Bowl, I guess, locked in?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's two.
Yeah.
That's two.
Yep.
Shit, I don't think they can duplicate last week, but I hope they would, because they had a blast.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yep.
So.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, you won't have no excuses about the weather because it's supposed to be goddamn good.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a little warm tomorrow, but they be good. That won't be no fucking excuse for them tomorrow.
No, huh?
Yeah. So, you know.
I'm just trying to wonder where all these boys up with these race cars. Where they at?
Waiting on the snow to hit the ground so they can start to win the nationals. You know how I go.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
Okay. Motherfucker had their cars all last year, all winning, still can't get ready. I don't know what the fucking problem is.
I know either.
Too busy listening on the back line, so they get scared.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the problem. They take advantage of this damn good ass weather.
Yep.
They don't get it no more. Motherfuckers gonna have to go back to racing in 50-degree weather. Then they'll be mad.
Yeah, because I know after the 1st of October, goddamn, you raising it on a wing and a prayer.
You
know,
ain't
Chicago.
Lying. It get cold quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how they get out of them. We wait till the end of the year.
Yep.
Rain they shit out. Yeah. I seen it with a little old race last night, a good little race last night at the Grove. You know?
Yeah, who was that? Big Perm and who was that? The Gooch? Not the Gooch. Big Perm's car, but Tidy Bowl or something?
City Bowl, yeah. I mean, Tidy Bowl. Yeah. He flushed his ass real quick. damn. Tidy Bowl, like one and 12 right now. So he good. He right on pace. He gonna set the record. Yeah, he gonna beat Tidy Bowl just like the motherfucking Bears.
Oh man.
Hold on a minute. Hold on, kid. Oh no. Let me see what he wants. What the fuck happened? I got an answer.
What up, y'all? What's happening?
What's going on, Vic?
Not much, man. Not much.
You didn't open the mic up.
What's happening?
What up, Vic? Much you gonna try to make it out tomorrow, Vic? Yeah, they can hear you leaking.
Hell
no, kid.
No, I can't do nothing, kid.
No. No, you sit your sick ass down. I handle all the business, Vic. just tell me who you want me to get. I get them. Yeah, that's good, man. I hope everything worked out, man. I really do.
Yep.
Yeah, the surgery went good. It was just, I had a healing process.
Yeah, you down, dog. Just stay down. You ain't missing shit.
Don't take care of yourself, man.
Fuck these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm down for a while.
Yeah, you good. Yeah. You know, you old as hell, Vic, so shit gonna happen.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You ain't old as kid, but you old enough.
Yeah, that 50 mark didn't hit me, man.
Yeah. Well, goddamn, you know, kid is 76.
Yep.
He's 76.
Shit. Yeah, he's close. He's about 76.
I ain't but 70 in July.
See, that nigga lying. Hey, Vic, he lying, dog.
He's lying, truck.
Yeah. He's somewhere up there.
okay.
He saw old Social Security close his account. He old.
Oh, man.
So they gave him enough, huh?
Yeah. Oh, man, you got to make it, dog. They need you up here, man. Shit.
Yeah, I'm just going to relax. I'll be out back out next to you.
Oh, man, take your time, man. You ain't missing shit, believe me. Yeah.
No.
You live to fight another day.
I'll get my end before you get out, but it ain't going to happen.
Yeah. They got a little belt race tomorrow too.
Yeah, no.
Crap and Jeremiah, mm-hmm. Look out. Oh yeah. Shit. They got a Chicago belt fight. Look out. One week after he winning, the motherfucker say, "You ain't did shit. Get down." Yeah.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah.
You're like Vaughn. Kick that shit off. I say Vaughn's ready to kick that shit off. Made mother want to race.
Yeah. Hey, I ain't mad, goddamn it, because they did some goddamn racing that week.
Yeah.
That was like the old time. Motherfucker, every time you turn around, there was somebody else racing. So, you know.
Might get up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, that's the way
it should
be. All
these goddamn cars here in the Midwest.
Yeah.
If they quit spending so much time on this talk show, or even if they don't want to race, let me get some of that money and I race for them.
Yeah, you know. It's the same thing, Leon. Motherfucker can't take that L. Yeah, they think the L is the end of the world.
You're going to lose some races. You're going to win some. You know what the problem is, Chuck? They can't take the loss because they ain't going to race but once. See, if you race more than one time, you lose the race, and then you get there back up, then you pull them out and win the race. You won't even be fed that loss.
Yes.
That's the problem.
You got a point there.
They lose one, they got to put their shit up for the rest of the year. Yeah.
You go out there and lose the race, and then you go back. You see Perm? Perm
somebody just tried to.
He went back. We're right back up there. Amazing.
Yeah, that's the way to go. That's the way to go. Yeah.
You want your man to see it. All that they don't wait on Monday morning and crack a joke on the mother got his ass whooped, and you ain't doing shit. On the car, won't even race. And you talk about everybody who won or who lost. That's bad. Talk about a motherfucker who is racing. You got a car, won't even fucking race.
Don't even bring it to the track. That's fucked up.
Nope. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Bunch of motherfuckers. Bunch of bottom feeders out there, goddammit. That's what's wrong. I ain't going to even call them bottom feeders, Vic. I just think they're a bunch of cowards. Their own cars, and they want to talk about everybody else.
Hey, Vic, I wouldn't even call them bottom feeders.
Yeah. Because every now and then, the baby suck on a grab that old bottom, been there all day, and his stomach's strong enough to take. Clown ass niggas, all they want to do is talk about somebody when they lose a race or whatever. And they ain't going to get up there at all. At all.
Right. Yeah.
They don't give them time of day. Say what you want to say. Fuck.
This ain't in everybody the same way, you know? That shit done changed real bad.
If it wasn't for this sickness, I'd have been on a tear again. Fuck them. They got to whoop me.
Yeah.
But I'll be back. Only ain't racing nobody because I've been having issues. I've been trying to tune this bitch myself. Fuck. I need to learn it. I ain't been able to make this bitch do what I wanted to do. I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing. It'll come around. I'm going to learn it. Because it don't do no good. I'm off doing it for you. When you go home, you don't even know what the fuck to do.
Man, fuck a tuna.
Not
fuck
the blueprint.
Throw the kitchen sink at that bitch. That's all.
Oh, I'm gonna do that now. Hey, if that bitch goes fish, I'm gonna draw me a motherfucker tomorrow. You just gotta do what you wanna do. I got some help, but they won't be back until next week. So they couldn't tell me. I told them, fuck it, I'm going to the track. I ain't leaving this motherfucker cry at home. Fuck y'all. You get the idea with it. Right now, I'm going to the track. Sitting around waiting on them to go to the track.
I want to raise JMI, but he's scared. I want to raise JMI.
Hey, our day's the limit, mother don't know it. Boy, we getting this 90-degree weather. You know soon, father going to drop. Leaves already turning.
I want to raise JMI. I want to put some leaves on his ass. Is he on him?
Oh, man. Come on,
no, I ain't
shorty.
Heard it from him, ballhead. I ain't heard JMI all day. Not me, not on the show tonight.
That slow bitch, he take that nice as I'm gonna kill that bitch with my new car.
Oh,
you
man.
Nobody.
Not you want to take the spray off.
Man, I'm running head up. Fuck him. Fuck him. No, if I'm
man,
take your place, Vic.
Listen, if a motherfucker need $10, if a motherfucker need $10 not to show their time, just call me. I'll send them $10.
Oh,
fuck
man.
Don't do that stuff.
Hey, he was short that week, bitch.
I got to come to his defense, Chuck.
Man, don't do it, Leah.
I got you, man. Y'all been paying his ass
okay,
CBA. They ain't tell the whole story.
Okay,
then
go
I go
ahead.
To
go
check
ahead.
With his regular teammate. How in the hell his regular teammates didn't tell him you had to pay that money? Now, that's the whole thing I don't understand. If I got a teammate, how the hell my teammate did not tell me I had to pay $10 to get that clock set up?
Leon, I got to call bullshit when I hear. When you go and pay buy your tech card, you gonna tell a motherfucker, and when you sign that bitch, you gonna put your number on it, and you gonna put no time, pro tree, or whatever the fuck you run.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you heard the other rumor. That's why they say they showed his time.
Why?
You might have heard it. I'm going to tell it, though. If you didn't hear it, you didn't hear that one. Okay, listen.
I hear it, dog.
The new one is the only reason why they showed his time is that dumb motherfucker lined up with a bracket racer. And went down the track.
Oh man.
They say
he got in the wrong line and lined up with a bracket racer. Now, that's what I heard.
You
stay to the building.
Hey, Skin, I could believe that, but you got to know what the fuck you doing and who you making the test pass with.
That right?
If you in lane 3 and 4 with the clocks on, and you in lane 6 and 7 with the clocks off of 1 and 2 at the Grove, then you need to know what the fuck you doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows that. Go ahead.
I'm going to use me, Chuck. I took Big Drag's car up there a couple weeks ago. When I pulled up that gate, you say, I'm testing and tuning like that. $55. Okay. I paid it. She handed me the card, said, I told her, no time. She said, oh, that's an extra $10. I said, extra $10? I said, okay. Gave her the $10. She gave me a sticker with a smiley face on it. She put that on my card. So when I got ready to go through tech with the automobile, I went through tech. The dude took my card. He wrote my number on there and put NT. On the driver's side window and the front windshield so they could see it, and told me to go in lane 1, 1 and 2, pro tree.
There you go.
I came to the two lanes, but close to the building. And that's where I was.
Yeah, 1 and 2. Yeah.
But the thing is, your teammates now, Chuck,
your teammates go to here. Y'all just did some blood racing up here a couple weeks ago. How you let your teammates go up there and say, man, you know you got to pay $10 to go.
Yeah.
You got to pay $10 to go in there. That's all I'm saying.
Well, this is what I'm saying, Leon. I don't know how to start a GoFundMe, but somebody need to go need to start a GoFundMe for a dummy with a car. So, yeah.
Come on, man. Don't do Jerry like that. He'll get on your ass, Chuck.
Oh, man. Not Jerry.
I don't care. They ain't never flashed no times on my car.
Hey, Chuck. No,
What you said about 10 minutes ago made a lot of sense. I don't give a damn what you do. When you go to that track and you know you are no pass, you tell them, I go up to the sideline before I pull out on the track.
That's right.
Now, I do that. I do that at all tracks.
That's right.
Y'all know Jeremiah likes to show out, man. He went up there with a bracket racer.
He fucked him up now. He jumped up in that bracket racer. He don't care.
He jumped up there with a motherfucker that showed his dad, and they showed him.
And it's one thing, Skin. It's one thing. They cannot separate the clock. Either the clock's on or they off.
They can't have one on and one off.
That's right.
You're a good racer.
You a no time racer. You at the bottom of the barrel, so they don't give a fuck about you.
Hey,
they gonna run them class races.
They either gonna shut both of them off, or both of them gonna be on.
Exactly.
Oh man.
Exactly.
Not the Burger King way.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen one time showing one side and the other side.
You ain't gonna do it like that, Shorty.
So now that's what I hear. I went there, Chuck. I'm telling you what I hear. You know, they be trying to tell me the truth.
I can understand them going with a shootout racer, but I'm going to say this.
He's over there celebrating before they even race. He had plenty of time to go get himself together now. But he's over there celebrating how they going to win and do this. And you forgot you're supposed to go up there and told them people. Cut it off.
Yeah, but they weren't going to cut it off. No way, I don't think. Or they would have cut both of them off. He was frantic to run his car.
Hold on, I'm going to tell you. Hey, it showed on the video, on that live feed, the man was over in that way up by the cornfield weed. He was on the wrong side anyway. Go back and look at that video. On that cornfield side, that's the time switch on.
Not the wrong guy.
Well, maybe he wanted to show his time so he don't get his head busted or he can hold on to the belt. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I'm just guessing.
They say he's going to race, though. I don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah, he wanted the motherfucker to say, man, you showed your time. That race over with, man. You showed your time. We don't race.
Oh, man.
That's what he thought the motherfucker was going to say.
He told me, come up with some.
When it comes to this motherfucking racetrack, I'm going to let them people know how I'm racing. I don't care what track I go to. They don't know.
Better be safe than sorry.
Hey, man, that's for any track you go to. Walk to the fucking line.
I go to 41. I
see
it
how
right
the track
now, started. Hey, no time.
Ask the motherfucking starter. Is this shit on automatic or the guy got a button? Then you just watch the clock. And then you ask him what's the damn
setting
for the time.
Because I don't never ask him is it automatic or nothing. I just automatically think it's on automatic start. Fuck.
But then you're going to jump the motherfucker anyway, so it don't make a difference. I'm just saying, you have to do that. You have to know whether the computer is just running by itself upstairs or got a motherfucker down there pushing that button. that's going to start the time. But even though the timer don't start until three bulls, but they got different settings they can put that shit on. So you got to ask. So if not, you're taking a chance of just fucking up some money.
That right.
So,
that right.
You know, got to know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what the fuck you're doing. Get your ass on in there.
I'm sorry it happened that way, but you got to pay attention to see what you got going on.
Or get you a crew to know what the fuck they doing. One of those.
Got a point there.
Hey, Chuck, all I can say this here. When you're not driving, you supposed to have your shit together. If I'm not driving, I'm going to have everything. If I'm paying for this bitch to get in, I'm going to let them know what's going on, what's what, all that good shit. He got somebody else driving. I fought him for what happened to him. But
well,
he's supposed to be paying attention.
What's all these subliminal ass messages he done posted since the incident on Facebook?
No.
And is he targeting somebody or what is he saying? Because he done made
a faggot.
Well, Flock, I don't go on Facebook like that, so tell me what he said in your mind.
What you say, Chuck?
I don't be on Facebook like that. Tell me what they said in your mind.
I don't even remember. I know the last one I saw, he was talking about somebody want to be like him. They want their car to leave like him. And then he said they even going to go out and buy a jogging suit or something.
What? What the?
Yeah,
what
I think
the
that
fuck
was...
What the fuck that got to
know.
Do with anything?
I don't know. He's talking about how his car leave and they admire his car. They really want to be him and his car. They want their car to leave like he is and all of that.
They flop real talk. I can't tell no grown man what to do with any of y'all. The man just seeking for attention. He wants to be talked about. So he knows that somebody going to talk about that. That's just like if somebody sitting on there and say, man, I ain't feeling well right now, and, you know, and I'm sick, and y'all, you know, they want a motherfucker to call and check on him. They want a motherfucker to call and check on him, man, because he had got fucked in the booty, you know, a while ago.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Not the
rear end collision.
Hey, Flock,
I got a question. Do they still make jogging suits?
I don't know. He said, I also want my car to leave like Jeremiah's. I hate on him publicly. Man, this boy's stupid. He said, I want my car to leave like Jeremiah's. I hate on him publicly. Secretly, I want to be just like him. Next, I'll buy me a Nike jogger.
God damn.
Oh, that was the one Chuck, he said, as a male, you a bitch. As a male, you a bitch if you if you some what he said, if you ran your mouth about something you see to another man to get some clout.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Jeremiah's still cool with me. He just got to learn the game, goddamn.
Who wore Nike jogging suits?
Them motherfuckers honest.
Hey Chuck.
Yeah.
Hey Chuck, you said this shit 5 years ago. Man, he alright. He just gotta learn the game. You said this shit 5 years ago. How long it gonna take him to learn the game?
You know,
y'all know that man. Y'all know that man seeking for attention, man. Something wrong with y'all.
Hey, man.
Oh,
everybody didn't go to school through the bad neighborhoods. Some of them rode the damn little fucked up bus. I don't know.
Oh, man, not the yellow bus.
Well, Jeremiah wasn't even dumb enough to ride it. He ain't dumb. He just rode the motherfucker for attention.
Looking
like RuPaul and shit. You know?
Oh man!
He had hair growing. Then he thought he was somebody. I give him Rookie of the Year. I ruined him, and I tore him up a little bit. And then Von just ruined that motherfucker. Gave him a belt like he was.
Yeah,
he waited till the man all his hair fell out and all that shit, and he turned into RuPaul. Then he gave him the belt.
You
can't
give me no
man.
What's
wrong with you, man? It's
Vaughn's
fault, man.
Bring
that shit
on,
man.
No, you started. You did give him Rookie of the Year.
I agree with you. I'm not going to deny that. I started it, but they continue to fuck him up. It ain't my fault no more. It ain't my fault. You know that song. Did I do that?
Oh, it ain't my fault.
Did I do that? That's what I'm saying. It ain't my motherfucking fault. It wasn't my fault at first. I'm glad somebody else grabbed the torch. That motherfucker Vaughn and grabbed the torch. Willie Dog somewhat grabbed the torch a while ago. He get a man a segment on his show talking about they hating on Jeremiah and this and that. And he on there just talking. Only person he can talk about is me. So he just fucked with me. So he know anybody else gonna fuck him up. He know I ain't gonna fuck him up. I don't give a fuck what he say. I'm gonna tear his ass right back up. I'm gonna tear the lining out his ass. We can crack jokes forever. A transgender looking bitch. That bitch was down there in Batons, they say, last week. You know that club downtown, them cross-dressers. They say he was down there singing last week. He wasn't playing the piano, he was singing.
Come on, man. Batons. Batons still ain't open skin. I know that.
Yeah, they opened it back up for him.
Oh, goddamn.
Oh, man. Man, that man had that motherfucking Beyonce wig on and shit. Madman was about to come up here on the bus. I said, nah, man, don't fuck it. Hey, man, somebody going to fuck him.
Quit it.
Madman on this motherfucker. Hold on, who's your Madman? He ain't taking that bullshit.
Damn.
I'm going to get Madman to confirm this shit. I'm just ooh, I hope Jerry don't come over here. He find Madman number, man. You think I'm bullshit, Chuck?
No, y'all
like
rough,
the way
man.
You
y'all
right
rough. Y'all
bullshit,
rough.
Chuck think I'm bullshit. Hold on, here we go.
Let the young man bask in his glory, man. He out there trying to do a little something, man. He going to learn, you know. It just might cost him more than $10 to be smart. That's all.
Hey, Madman.
Yeah.
When I told you Jeremiah put that Beyonce wig on and he looked so cute, when you finna ride the bus down here and fuck him?
Yep.
I tell you, Chuck. I said, no, man, don't come, man. He ain't look that good.
Get the
don't come.
Fuck out of
like
here.
He got a disease or something. I said he got a disease, man. Don't fuck with him.
Yep.
God.
Oh, Jeremiah, Twinkle Bell.
Y'all
he run, remember to tell each other, he run and jump up and made his ankles touch each other. It looked like Peter Pan.
I told you, Chuck.
God damn.
Madman said, did you look like Beyonce for real? Now I'm about to come on the bus. Send me a bus ticket. I said, nah, he don't look that good, man. That mother look like RuPaul. You don't want
that. That mother look like one of the cold heads.
Oh,
you remember that motherfucking movie? I mean, that series, The Cone Head? That what he looked like, man. Hell no. Hey, man, now I'm telling Jeremiah, you better put shit on Facebook. I said, man, that man just wants some attention, man. Everybody should know that, man. He was all in Memphis, wants some attention. Man, said, what's wrong? Who's that Twinkle Bell? Yeah, that's Jeremiah.
Hey, but I'm going to tell you what happened, though. When he made it back home, they got on his ass for me. Better not be out of town acting like that no more, because he don't act like that no more. Last time you see him in Memphis, you didn't even know he was there.
They going to
not do that shit. He can't represent Chicago acting like that.
That's right. Joe Wright.
Running around lying and shit out of. Oh, dog, we ain't never seen a best 10,000 like that. And everything, dog, oh, dog, you they don't do that up north. Dog looked at him like, you retarded motherfucker, they been doing that. Running around, jumping up, touching the ankles together and everything. Took their ass down somewhere. He trying to be like the other Twinkle Bell shit. But the other Twinkle Bell driving a car, though, he just dancing. He just dancing. Just a press himself all around the track.
Yeah, he was jumping around, switching and shit. That motherfucker, hey, man, that ain't Jeremiah right there. That ain't yes. Man, I'm like a kicker, man. Man, he was jumping up and touching his ankle. Somebody he ain't never, they don't bet 20,000 in the city and all that. He ain't never seen no shit like that. I said, God damn.
And then he tried to tell me I was lying. We got dog on the phone. Dog said, yep, I remember. I know exactly who you're talking about.
He's coming on here. He's somewhere praying to the good Lord about tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with prayer, though. They say prayer changes things. You might turn into a man.
Well, I know I prayed a bunch of times when I was in them little cells, and just this last time stopped me from going. So I guess after about 15 times, yeah, he made my ass.
I heard that. Yeah, man, we just sitting over here on the Eddie Show, man.
We on the Eddie Show. Oh, yeah. Jerry started serious. Jerry wanted to be what's he wanted to be Beyonce. See, and then he bought it some pills. He say, oh, this going to make me look like Beyonce. He thought he was going to get titties in the booty. But he didn't read it right. When he took it, it said it's going to make all your hair disappear first. Then the titties and booty going to start coming on the next pill. But he didn't buy the next pill because he didn't read, you know. Now he's running around and somebody got pika pika.
Quit it, mad man.
Quit it. Quit it. Hey. Quit it. Oh, he had you in a dream. He come on this show and say, Flop, you was in my dream. I dreamed about you, Flop. I said, oh, shit, they go that gay shit. He won't flop.
Hey, did he say he got Flop pregnant in the dream?
Yeah, he said he got Flop pregnant. The show did in the dream.
Oh, Lord. Y'all keep talking about Jeremiah. Y'all keeping the man relevant, but it's okay. Hey, man. That motherfucker wants some attention, man.
He's going to get pregnant tomorrow, that's for sure.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, oh, my. Yeah, Scott said he's going to grab a hold to his ass.
He's going to have to. He's going to have to, because Jeremiah let you know what he's going. He let you know. I ain't going to pay y'all this extra $20. I can show my time. I ain't scared of them niggas.
he thought Scrabble going to say, man, I can't race you. You know time.
Hey, what's crazy is I keep hearing you dick-sucking-ass bitches with my name in y'all mouth, man. What y'all got to
race? No. You won't
your name in somebody's mouth. They come on here and say you study putting shit on Facebook.
We gonna
you
want
your
name in somebody.
If we gonna 1-800 keep it real.
Come on. Hey, keep it real, man. Keep it real, baby.
I come on at 9:05. The first fucking everybody. I love it, man. Cause this is what I said earlier. I say, see, a lot
you
of
just came on at 9:05.
Hey,
you just came on at 9:05. You should have came on at 8:55. You would have heard your name then.
Hold on, Eddie.
What a lot of these niggas do is, they hate in public, and then they sit up and want to be. Oh, that's what you're talking about on Facebook. Hey, Eddie.
I bet Jeremiah wear it like that. I bet Jeremiah do it like that. Hey, you know how many niggas get bitches and bring them to the track and try to show them off for me to approve that shit? Them ugly bitches they bring, man. Stop, dog.
Oh, Lord.
Man, stop.
Who be doing that, Jeremiah?
Oh, that's a low blow, man. That is a low blow.
Off, I'm gonna pull your ass out.
Oh,
I know that. I bet you I know that. You can have a turbo on your car and supercharge. As long as you ain't got no nitrous, I'll beat the hell out of you, boy. I'm asking right now. That's for tomorrow only, nigga. Put it on.
What you ask for, because you ain't got shit to race me with, bro. I want you to call
yes,
me fucking G.I. Joe.
Shit, I raise every day. G.I.
Joe.
I raise every day, nigga.
I'll knock y'all motherfucking dicks in the morning, boy.
I tried to lock you in. You didn't want no trouble. Now you want to lock in the day of, the day before, and I ain't even talked to the man. I get your bitch ass out of here, nigga. I tried to lock you in a week ago with Ruby Red. You were scared. The man not going to just pull it. That man might got something to do. You a motherfucking like. Hey, Leon, did I try to run over with Ruby Red?
Locked in at every grudge event, nigga. Little Mo locked in.
Hey, hey, hey. Uh-oh. Hey, hey. Uh-oh. Hey. Get your whole ass out of here. I forgot you was with that blue baller boot.
Hey, Vaughn.
I think them the only two.
What up?
Hey, Vaughn, why Jeremiah won't get on Motor and run me with Kamala? But you was going to get on Motor and run. I
hey, Vaughn, will you please answer
why
this question
do
with
that?
A realistic point of view?
Why he won't do that? Vaughn, why he won't do that, Vaughn? I'm talking to Bonnie Foot. Why you won't do
that?
Hey, Bob, would you run me head up with Lil Mo and you run on Motor with Kamala Harris?
Hold on. Let me say something.
Let me ask you this quick question, Leon. Would you run on Motor and run me with Kamala Harris with Lil Mo?
No.
You a motherfucking lie, Vaughn. Man, you sucking dick, Vaughn. Vaughn, you a dick sucking fucking motherfucker. You a motherfucking lie. You just fucking this fucking ass nigga dick that you gave a bitch. You know goddamn well you a run me on board. Get your lying ass out of here, Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn, I don't know if you're for you. I ain't talking to you tomorrow. Hold on, man. I ain't talking about this.
This bitch
just lying like a motherfucker. I got to call him out of there. Hey, Vaughn, you acting like a bitch. I can't believe you said that in front of this transgender. And you lying. I'm going on you.
Hey,
this motherfucker Vaughn ain't prop. This motherfucker Vaughn gonna just say, I said, would you run on Motor with Lil Mo and run Kamala? He waited and paused. He heard Jeremiah said, no. Lying his ass off, man.
I've been looking for a fucking motor race for 2-3 days. If I would have ran Kamala, I would have called you. Shit, I know you would have ran.
No, you a lie. No, I wouldn't have. I just asked you that question. I don't want none of that, dummy. I was going to run you with RBL car, and you was running on Motor.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on. I wasn't going to do that.
You lying. Me and you locked in. You a motherfucking lie.
You ain't been looking for no damn motor race. Put your lying ass out. You know goddamn well I wasn't going to run you like that. Man, he just making up shit. Vaughn acting like a faggot tonight. I don't know what's wrong with him. He might have some pills or something.
Vaughn lying his ass off.
You ain't been looking for no damn motor race with no Lil Mo. You lying, Vaughn. I can't believe you telling that goddamn lie.
Hey,
Jeremiah. Man, that man ain't looking for no... No, you ain't listening, Leon. He said for the last couple of days. So that's telling you that now he's not. He ain't never been looking for no damn motor race with no Lil Mo. He lying his ass off.
Hold on, man, ain't nobody even talking to no fucking faggot, man.
Get your faggot ass out of here. That man wasn't looking for no damn motor race.
You can't make all the statements and claims, and then you won't let nobody respond. Just be the fuck quiet for a second.
Who you talking to? I'm talking to you, nigga.
Calm down.
Man, what the fuck is you talking about? This bitch-ass Jeremiah keep talking. Motherfucker, I know you lying.
I'm not worried about you. I'm telling you, I'm responding to you saying I tried to run Big Sham on Motor. I tried to run Jeremiah on Motor. I tried to run Edward and what the fuck is his name with that Jerome Drive. I tried to run Southside Scrap on Motor. Now these four people, you can all call them and ask them. And let me tell you why. Because I tried to get Mike's son a race on the motor. So you can't say I ain't trying to. You gotta just listen for a second. You can't always, right?
Damn.
So you run drag automobile on Motor?
Hell no, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Hell no.
Hey, but let me say something. Let me say something what I heard earlier. Jeremiah and Von's the only one that got races locked in. Big Sham race, but hell, Big Sham, the man, even promote this damn race like Von's doing.
Oh, shit.
I ain't heard him come on these shows and promote these races at all.
I'm going to keep it real now.
I heard this head. Everybody keep hollering because it's only one race. When Von's was having his race, Von's on this mother on the phone like a goddamn hyena getting something to eat. He is promoting this race. They not even promoting this fucking race.
So you saying there's some one-sided shit going on, huh?
I haven't heard one time come on these shows and promote these races. or come on and talk about these drug races you got locked in. I ain't heard none of that.
Oh, shit.
Now, if y'all think I'm lying, y'all still don't know I heard it. I mean, even...
Let me reverse it on Von. Hey, Von, if I wanted to run you on motor, you know I would have called you if I wanted you to run on motor.
On the morning show, when y'all be on the morning show, Von's on that motherfucking morning show, fat motherfucker, trying to get locked in.
I got a way bigger motor than you. Why can't I want to run you on the motor?
Huh?
I said I got a way bigger motor than you. Why can't I want to run you on the motor? You got a little small little peanut.
Because you a hoe, and I think you slow. That's why. Now, what the fuck do the bigger motor got to do with it? You ain't. And I'm supposed to believe what you say.
You got a 302 and Von got a 301. You're right. Thank you for the information. You stupid ass out of here. That was the dumbest shit in the back of that man just said. Von ain't calling this whole ass nigga out because he gave him a belt. And that man's a homosexual.
That shit he just said ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Hey, that's the dumbest thing. I've been calling Jeremiah out like a motherfucker. That's another lie. I didn't call him out on no race. I ain't saying call him out on no damn race. I said call him out on his bullshit. I ain't talking about no goddamn race. I don't give a fuck if y'all race or not. You been drawn on that bitch. That bitch gonna race you. You been drawn on that faggot motherfucker. But he said his motor bigger than yours. His motor bigger than yours. He want me to run you. I don't want to run Von. I know what race.
That's like he said earlier. That's like he told you earlier. Don't put me in that. He shouldn't put me in that neither.
And what?
No, when you said earlier, when you was asking me a question and you said don't try to drive Von in that bullshit, that's what he said, but he just draw me in y'all bullshit. Don't draw me in that shit.
I ain't draw that shit, Von. I don't give a fuck about it. I will run the car on motor tomorrow, man. Just give me a second. I'll turn that shit off, bro. I run it on motor. I ain't got no problem with that. Y'all gonna run each other? We can fuck around tomorrow. I ain't got no problem with that at all. And I drive the car.
Man, well, if you ain't had no problem with it, why you try to lock in when I asked you to this?
Well, now that you put me on a spot like this, that's what I said.
It's always the spot. When I call you out, when it's just me and you, that's who you really is. When it's just me and you, that's your character. When you get on here, you act crazy. That ain't your character, really.
I should have just went on ahead and beat y'all ass last night. That's what I really should have did.
Jeremiah, let me tell you something. You're the type of person just on Facebook saying I'm bullying you, but now you want to talk last night somebody you want to beat our ass.
He told me. You don't get it, man. Let me tell you.
As us men, we don't get to talk shit, then play victim. Either you a shit talker or you a victim. One or the other. You can't be both.
I'm both of them. I'm a shit talker.
I like that.
I'm a shit talker.
I'm a shit. I beat you up.
And no, you a hoe. That's what a hoe do. You a hoe.
Already in there.
Now that's what the man told me.
Oh, man.
The man gave me 450.
Damn.
Them people wanted to run for 2,000, man. We got up 1,700. I said, man, I ain't going off with GMI, but I bet it more than him. I bet 600.
Mm-hmm.
I got the price of 1,700. They had $1,100, man. $1,100. GMI give me 450. Another motherfucker, I think Paul Wall give me 300. I don't know. Man, the motherfucker just handed me money. I said, GMI, you responsible for this money. I'm giving y'all money to you. But I don't know who all throwing this $150 in and $50 in cheap. I ain't keeping up with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I gave that man $2,200 back when he won the race. Jeremiah drove his own fucking car and ran that boy on motor and got the fuck out of this boy. He put 94,000 cars on that boy from the west side. Regal against Regal, man. I made that bitch run. That's the only grand race he had. I begged that bitch motherfucker to run. He said, Shorty, you can drive the car. I said, bitch, drive your own car. Bitch, I'm betting with you. I said, that boy don't know his ass from a hole in the ground. Preacher boy was driving his car. Mr. B beat the fuck out of him on the west side. If I'm lying, I'm fine. Call me Superman, kid.
If
I'm lying,
flying, you're dying.
The fuck out of here. Yeah. And if I'm lying, I'm going to die. So if I'm lying, I'm fine. Yes, sir.
Hey, man.
Yes,
y'all can quit. Y'all can quit using Tim House line. Tim House said he got a contract with Delta because somebody spotted Big Red flying by there.
Oh, man.
He was flying in the sand pit. That's why they need him. That's why they need him. I wouldn't know how that sand works.
Don't do that.
But that's all I'm saying.
Damn, not to Johnsonville.
Me and Vaughn and locked in. I was going to run Vaughn. He was going to run on motor and let us spray RBL Nova at goddamn Brent's on. We didn't do that. He paid the punk out. He and we locked in. I'm going to run on motor with the goddamn little motor. Why the fuck would I run in with Kamala and they going to run a goddamn Nova and let me spray? They know better than that, Chuck. Come on, man. Man, you know I ain't no, I'm a damn fool, Chuck, but I ain't no zip damn fool.
Yeah, you ain't no
all,
good
Chuck,
damn fool.
But I done been out here and paid my goddamn dues, Chuck. Come on, Chucky.
Yeah.
I ain't never been nowhere near fast as you, Chuck, but you know I done paid my dues. Here, boy, sweet. That motherfucker Vaughn know better than that, man. He just said some shit down there, old Jeremiah. I forgive you, Vaughn. I forgive you, Vaughn. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow.
You are now on the host queue.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, look, goddamn well, if I wanted to run a little more, I would have been told them, run on motor, what y'all want to do with me with cops?
So,
well, I don't want none of that. I can't win that. I don't want none of that.
So, I got it. So, I mean, now that's out the way, and I'm going to piggyback on what Leon said. It's only two races locked in for the month.
Well, all I'm going to say is this. They scared to lock the other ones in. Hey, let me ask you this, though, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, when you finna go out of town, when you finna go out of town at a race, how long do it be before you lock the race in? I need to know.
Most time.
I'm saying, what's the amount of time you need?
It'd be a week before the money already there locked up.
Yeah. Okay, stop right there. Stop right there, Chuck. This bitch wants me to lock him in with Ruby Red tonight for tomorrow, and I don't have a car nowhere in my possession. I ain't seen
see like
that in 2 years.
Why
would I do that?
You ain't going to do that.
Why would I do that, Chuck?
At least a week.
That's all I'm saying. Just make it make sense. That's all I'm saying, Chuck. Just make it make sense.
Yeah.
He just saying some shit. He do anything for clout, man. He think that makes him look good.
Like
by trying to lock me in at 9:30 at night, and we going to be at the track in the morning, and I don't even know where that nigga at with the car. That nigga could be in the Bahamas with his goddamn wife some goddamn way. I don't know where that goddamn guy is. He could have sold that bitch. Give me a week or two to prepare, motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens.
You got to point that,
Shorty.
You got to point that, Shorty.
He a whole ass nigga. I don't need nobody to agree with me. He a whole ass nigga. That nigga don't want to race, man. That nigga want to suck dick. So y'all
Damn,
not
to Johnsonville.
Y'all go to the track.
Hide them motherfucking Johnson, man, because that boy want to suck one of them.
Lord have mercy.
That boy want to suck you.
Gobble, gobble. He want to gobble, gobble.
I got you going on.
Yeah. Hey, man. I want to race you tonight for tomorrow, and you in Mississippi somewhere, and you ain't know where the car is. Get the fuck out of here, man.
This
bitch-ass nigga don't want to race.
No, you don't
want to
race.
You want to fuck somebody's dick, man. Bitch-ass nigga don't want to do no goddamn racing.
I'm back.
He happy. Jones he happy.
Jones for that Johnsonville.
That's fine. Go on, do your race. You got a lock-in.
Mm-hmm.
We got one motherfucking lock-in in the whole year, and I done raced about seven times. But he said, I don't got no rings locked in for tomorrow. Bitch, I tried to lock in. Don't no bitch want to lock in with me. Don't no motherfucker want to lock in with me.
There's nothing wrong with me.
Good thing. Ain't no race. No Cadillac can be there tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying. But this what he's trying to say. He's trying to make himself look good. He look like shit. That's all I'm trying to say. He look like a piece of shit.
Yeah, but if you ain't got no race locked in, that means you don't want to race.
Oh, that's, mm-hmm. You got a point there, man.
Man, see, hey, man, but see, sometimes you just want to go to the track. See, mama, you got to be locked in on motherfucking race.
I ain't going to lie. I want to be locked in.
Yeah.
I want
to motherfucking
who. Hey, I'm motherfucking locked in tonight. I'm going to drive that bitch to the track. They can lock me in tonight. They can lock me in early in the morning. Fuck. I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody out there looking for the race, Leaky Leon. Leaky Leon got a silver drop top. What y'all trying to do?
Man. I'm just going to the track because I got to drive a car tomorrow. That's what I'm doing.
They knock on.
They
not going to run Leon because Leon going to race. That's the problem.
I want to run Leon. I want to run Tim out. Is my mic open?
That's a whole nother story.
Is my mic open? One, two, three. Can anybody hear me?
Leon just crazy enough to run anybody.
Yeah.
They don't want to run people like that. They just want to run people that get on the show and talk shit and ain't going to do nothing.
Oh, man.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, you can say
there you go, Chuck.
Well, we going to see tomorrow. I got $5 on Jeremiah. Anybody trying to cover that?
So, this thing is 267. What I wanted to know is if I wanted to pay $267
weekly. Somebody got back for $6.
Amen.
I got $6.
Amen.
You got $5 on Jeremiah. That's a bet.
Hold on, Ken. Let me handle this.
Let me handle it. Hey, Mad Man.
Yeah.
With your $5 bet, man, you still think DMX beat me?
I got the word. We got confirmation. Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, your mic open.
Mm-hmm.
You should have kept that man with nothing.
I know they talking low than a motherfucker, though.
That's why you should have told him, no, we don't hear you.
Why?
Tell him, kid. Tell him we don't hear.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want to talk.
Is
Leaky
Leon available to run?
Is Leaky Leon available to run?
Leaky, who is that?
Get on me.
Leaky, I know you hear me.
Who is that talking?
This Big Perm.
Yeah,
Big Perm, somebody, is you available to run?
Yeah, I'm available, Ryan.
Yeah.
I want to run that Regal, man.
Come on, man. Stop it, man. The man got one ring locked in already. How the hell you gonna run the Regal? The man already got a ring locked in.
Next Thursday, man. You know I don't run that. You know I don't run it at 41. I'm trying to do something next Thursday. I'm a Thursday man.
Whoop dare my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lisa, I'm not talking about Jeremiah. I'm talking about me.
No, I'm saying we all going to be at the track tomorrow, Fern. You got to get off of that, man. Come on, man. You got to come off.
Hello,
man.
Is my mic open?
We'll
hello?
Bring you up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, you say what, Lisa?
We'll run you tomorrow, man. Come on for that. Come on the floor.
All right. Hey, Leakin. Hey, Leakin. Everybody on this whole mic know I don't run at 41. So don't even do that. So
well,
if you want to run, I'll do something.
Mic, everybody know on this mic is tomorrow is Saturday, so we focus on tomorrow.
I'm not asking you about
Thursday.
Saturday. Okay, well, Leakin, you a ducking bitch, boy.
Man. You a ducking bitch. You can't whoop nobody. You scared motherfucker.
I'll whoop you. I'll whoop that regal.
I'll whoop that regal. And I beat the fuck out your ugly ass. You ugly bitch.
I'll rip that. And,
and
I'm asking about that regal, man.
We're whooping somebody.
Exactly. All right. Exactly. I'm off the mic, man. Enough. I'm off the mic, man.
You should have called for him last night. Yo, that front. Yo, ugly ass. Talking about next Thursday. Nigga, they got a big ass race tomorrow. Get your slow ass, dumb ass to the track tomorrow. And watch how you shoot.
Lord Hammers.
My. You a bitch, you big wide bull nose bastard, you.
Damn.
You know who to pick with.
Hey, Leakin, I apologize for calling you a bitch. That word slipped out my mouth. That bitch,
I apologize. I'll never say
I'm
that. I'm
telling
you the truth, bro. Hey,
man,
you ugly bastard.
Okay, I don't know fuck about none of that, but I didn't mean to call you no bitch, brother. I don't call me and bitches. I apologize for that. I do. That shit slipped out my mouth. That's the truth, bro. I ain't going to lie about that. Anything else we can talk shit about, but I really wanted to straighten that out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's being a man. I like that, big bun.
That's good shit, bun.
You get on this phone. We've been at the tank more than once with Scott Regal. You ain't saying shit about running.
I sit back and I listen to you. I'm not foul, man. Now I want to beat your ass. That's all that is.
Man, okay, well, how bad you want to beat it then? Because we're going to be there tomorrow. I ain't even talked to Chef.
I don't want to beat it that bad. You can use that. I don't want to beat it that bad. I'm going to close my mic.
After the race and say, what y'all want to do for Thursday? You know goddamn well we got a race tomorrow. So what the hell we going to do?
I don't give a fuck what's going on at 41. I race on Thursdays, man.
So you don't know they racing tomorrow? You don't know they racing tomorrow?
I don't give a fuck about them racing tomorrow.
Okay, then. All right, Leakin.
You win, Leakin.
Hold on. What do you want to do with that Oldsmobile, man?
Oh, man.
What Oldsmobile, Leakin?
That Oldsmobile I drive for drag. That Oldsmobile.
What you gonna give me?
You can do everything. I'm gonna take the break from you with the turbo ass.
You can't give me. I ain't giving no
shit.
Leon, you gotta tell him you got a little block on motor, Leon. He don't know you're on motor. I'm getting to that, kid. That's why you ain't getting nothing accomplished. You got to tell him. Hey, man, I know what that car is, man.
And I'm not giving nothing no break, Leon. So I don't even want – I want to talk about the Regal.
Hold on.
Let's not talk about the fucking
Oldsmobile.
I got a head the fuck up race for that Oldsmobile.
Hey, Perm, what is that Oldsmobile? Since you say you know it, what is it?
I don't give a fuck about it. It's a motor car. I got a motor car. Head the fuck up with that motherfucker. Y'all keep declining.
Okay, cut your nitrous off then.
I don't got them. It ain't no nitrous on the car. It's a motherfucking car.
Yeah, okay. All right.
What motor car
when
you got, bro?
A blue Mustang.
What motor car you got?
A blue Mustang.
I'm saying, is it stock suspension? What is it? You ain't telling them nothing.
Stock suspension, big block, all motor.
Oh, no, we got a small block.
We got a small block.
I don't give a fuck. What does that mean?
Leon,
okay,
would you
all
let me handle him? You ain't even handling him right.
Shut up, man. I'd have burned this shit up. You said handling me.
You ain't gonna never race the man. Y'all go ahead then, man.
Well,
you ain't even asking the man what the fuck he got, man.
Hey.
God damn.
Hey, I already talked to Drag about the whole scenario.
I wouldn't give a fuck what tie you talking about. We trying to beat his ass with our ass beat.
Big Perm ain't doing shit, because he could have said something yesterday, and I guarantee whatever I was doing, I'd have dropped it to go over there and race him. These people be racing one time on one day, Flop. They race one fucking day. They don't say nothing about it.
Oh, man, not the one day race.
I whoop this person. Because, you know, goddamn well, everybody knows I'd have dropped everything I was doing yesterday and been up there to race him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lincoln, I'd have had three races in 2 weeks. I done had three races in damn near 3 weeks, Lincoln.
You have three races.
What you talking about? Every Thursday, I'm getting the fuck up there. Every Thursday, I'm getting the fuck up there. You get your ass up there Thursday, I beat your fucking ass for that reason.
Okay. Yeah, well, we ain't going to worry about Thursday.
I beat your motherfucking ass for that reason.
We got work.
Damn.
We got work to do this tomorrow. What you? How much?
Yeah, you keep on working.
JMI,
you keep on working.
How much money you betting on JMI? That's what I want to know. Let me get to that.
500.
Hey, Tim. Thank you. Come out for you. Put my 500 up, Tim, for me tomorrow at return, wherever you at. Go give me that 500, Tim. Now you can give me
I don't need, hey, Lincoln, you can give me 500. Lincoln, why Tia got to pay?
No.
I don't need to bet, then, Lincoln. I don't need to bet, Lincoln. I don't need to bet. I can give my money to you.
I got that. I
don't
want
to
have it. I got that.
I want to look you in your eyes. I want to look you in your eyes when you hand me money.
Hey, well, you'll have your ugly ass there tomorrow. Don't worry about it. You'll be there tomorrow.
My ugly ass going to be there. I bet you won't get your pretty ass up there next Thursday. I bet you won't get your pretty ass up there next Thursday.
Lord have mercy.
Well, we'll worry about next Thursday when it gets there right now.
I'm worried about next Thursday. I ain't worried about Saturday. What you talking about?
Well, hey, Perm, talk to me next week. Don't talk to me about racing right now, because we already got enough. We got enough shit going on right now.
All right, I got
how about
10-4. I'm back on me again. That's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lincoln, I will be on your ass at 4:05. I will be on your ass at 4:05.
You picking and choosing, man. I'm not telling you. Y'all watched that car all fucking year. We was all at the track at the same time, and all of a sudden, y'all don't want to race. You got going shit going on with your car. Now you're on this phone talking.
Lincoln, when was I at the track with
that car?
When was I at the track with that car? The day I had a lot of year race?
Cars up there.
The day I had a lot of year race?
We right across from each other.
The day I had a lot of year race, Lincoln?
Lock two on me.
You were the one just there. I was there with a lot of race, Lincoln.
Hey, man.
I wish you got me 41 tomorrow. I'll break your back.
Happy day.
Y'all go ahead and enjoy the show, man.
What big permanent is he driving that motherfucking gooch?
Mm-hmm. The gooch on
good,
the loop.
Good win, Perm. Good win.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks, Chuck.
Money, though. That punk-ass tidy bow with this slow-ass shit. Yeah.
Oh, man. Gooch on the loop.
Yeah. This should be funny as hell to me, though. But it's good.
It'll be all over.
Yeah. Morning. 4 o'clock tomorrow, goddammit. Y'all better be there before. Somebody gonna take the belt. Or keep the belt. One or the other.
The belt ain't up, Chuck. The belt ain't up.
That boy ain't trying to put that belt up. That boy ain't been this important since he was born. That boy ain't trying to put that belt up.
Hey, damn, Vaughn. Hey, how long you holding that in, Vaughn?
Hey, Vaughn. Hey,
wait a minute, Vaughn. Wait a minute, Vaughn. The man says they pay for it, he put it up,
Yeah, man, he's trying to go up. He's trying to change the rules. You don't know what the fuck's going on, bro. He's trying to tweak it so it can fit him.
He got these little grudging rules. That's how they do for grudging?
No, what you mean? That's how,
what
that got to do with what we talking about?
This is the fucking North, man.
I'm just saying, that's how he want to lose his belt, though. That's his belt. That's how he feel like he want to lose it.
Hey, this is what I'm saying. Why would you call me and ask me for some rules and then still change it when I don't say what you want when you want?
I don't know what your rules is. I don't know what your rules is. I don't know what your rules is.
You be responding like you know.
Hey, Vaughn, what rules do I have?
Oh, no, I don't know what rules is. Hey, all I can say is.
You responding like you know.
All I can say is. Usually
when somebody in the middle of something, they know what's going on.
I'm gonna wind up with that belt. That's all I'm
gonna
say.
Hey, that's cool. Only way you're gonna wind up with it is if he hands it to you, is what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. He ain't gonna race nobody for it.
Oh, man.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
shit. Hey,
how am I gonna
race nobody for? Hey, wait a minute, Vaughn. Wait a minute, what you slipped off.
Look, hey, listen.
Oh, shit.
We'll run you tomorrow with Lil Mo. We'll run you tomorrow with Lil Mo. And put up what you want to put up.
Oh, shit.
I'm tired of you talking, Vaughn. You got a chance, man. Nah.
Well, you know what we said? You got a lock in for 2 o'clock. What you mean you tired of me talking, bro? I'm tired of you talking, bro.
I want to race
you don't like facts. He ain't like when I ain't agree with him. You don't like when a motherfucker don't agree with you. You want to twist the shit up.
I'm not mad at you, Vaughn. Don't be mad at me because you can't get no action, motherfucker. Go get another car.
Jeremiah, one thing about me, I'm going to find some action because I'm going to try some shit. I'm racing a big block fiberglass car tomorrow.
Well, go try
some shit, man.
Not the BBC.
I ain't had no business talking to that man. I ain't had no business giving the other big block car no spot. I'm going to try some shit. I ain't worried about finding no race.
Oh, shit. And what he's saying is, chump motherfucker, you won the belt, goddammit. Get down for it.
I'm out opposing him to get down for the belt.
Hey, you know what, Vaughn? 2 o'clock. Hey, watch this, Vaughn. 2 o'clock tomorrow, no shakedown, fresh off the fucking trailer. Come on, man. Come on. You know we're
Hey, man. I'm tired of you talking, Jeremiah. What I just said, you want to be down,
man.
I want you to be who you are. Don't be nobody else, man. I don't want you to be nobody but yourself.
Hey, Vaughn. I disagreed to race you at 2 o'clock tomorrow for the belt. You know how we said we was going to do it, bro? 2 o'clock tomorrow, off the fucking trailer.
Hold on. How do I know how we said we going to do it? When you changed up everything we talked about? I'm not fucking playing no bad game.
Hey, Vaughn, I ain't changed up shit.
Listen, fuck you and that belt. Put the money up, nigga.
Man.
Fuck you and
you
that belt. Put the money up.
You know what I said? 2 o'clock tomorrow.
I heard exactly what you said. And I know exactly how you is, how me and you talk.
Hey,
and then you get on here and change everything we talk about.
O'clock.
Fuck
hey,
what you
bro,
talking
bro,
about.
Bro, bro, bro. My mama, man, I'm not changing that. You don't care about the
fuck what
rest,
you talking
man.
About, man. No, your word ain't shit, man.
In the morning, man.
Fuck up out of here, man.
Oh,
you ain't talking about
God.
Nothing.
Oh,
I know you ain't talking about nothing.
What's
wrong
with
you, man? I know
fuck
you ain't talking about
fuck
nothing.
A
whole lot of
lying
going on.
A
whole lot of
lying. Man, motherfucker was going for that belt. He said he don't give a fuck. I want to know what's that.
This small, nigga.
Yeah. I made
you know
that motherfucker,
oh,
nigga. What the fuck would I give a fuck about it for?
Oh,
you got a point there, Vaughn.
Fuck that belt. Come off them motherfuckers.
You
left the belt.
Hey,
you want it?
Hey, you left that motherfucker with a $200 belt. I left that bitch with $7,000. Who the fuck left on top, nigga? I don't give a fuck about that.
You, I'm proud of you, bro.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. You ain't gonna keep talking
about I'm a rap for the fucking money. You tried to race for $200 and a reputation. I'm already in who I am. I don't need nobody to money.
Come on, man.
Damn.
Hey,
Chuck, you better come on.
Hey, something fucked up about that statement now about reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Something fucked up.
Hey, Chuck, you got a fry, motherfuckers?
Hey,
oh,
hey,
shit.
Hey,
somebody.
Hey, this shit better than frying.
Somebody in
that
motherfucker.
This shit better than frying. The motherfucker told me,
Chuck,
told him, get up there, fuck that
wanna,
belt.
Hey, my boy want to race me for that belt, nigga. I don't give a fuck. 4 o'clock tomorrow, meet me off the motherfucking ramps, man. If you want to do it at 1 o'clock, we can do that shit at 1 o'clock off the fucking ramps.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there by 10:30 tomorrow morning.
Ooh. I see you
when we get there, Jeremiah. I ain't trying to impress nobody. I see you when we get there.
Hey, y'all, quit blocking them folks. Them people trying to get a lock in. Let them fight.
Mm-hmm.
Let them fight.
I think they're
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Get in here now for what the fuck we talked about, man. Lock that shit in.
Mm-hmm.
Get 1 o'clock.
Every time we talk, you switch it up. I'm not talking to you about nothing no more. I'm your word ain't shit. I'm straight.
Oh, man.
Word ain't shit. Whatever,
how long you been holding that in, Vaughn?
I don't know who the fuck you is at this point. I don't know what to listen to. So I just wait till I see you at the chat.
Hey, if you lock me in right now, I guarantee that car be in the motherfucking safe.
I'm not locking you.
And
you,
that's
like you know. That's like you know. Everything we talk about, and that's why you said what you said. But I'm not for the play. You said this, and I said that. You want to be difficult. I don't want to deal with your difficult ass,
days,
bro. Do what you got to do.
Talking days, boy.
Do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about that
hey,
shit,
Bond,
boy.
Yes.
You ain't
hey,
said
Bond.
Nothing.
Hey, Bond, don't come talking to me at 4 o'clock after you made 3-4 shakedown because the answer is no.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. Oh. That's
boy,
why you said what
dog.
You said, man. You can trick. Hey, listen. That's why you said. I know exactly why you said what you said, and you know. Everybody else might not
mm-hmm.
know, but it is what it is, bro. Go ahead and play like you important, man. Keep doing it. You're doing
oh,
a good job.
I'm important,
like.
Ma. I am important.
Come on.
Oh, show you how important I am.
A lot of capital on this motherfucker.
Hey, man. You got it, big dog. You got it.
Yeah, man. They scared of you, man. They scared of you.
No, Flock, you missed that. You missed it. When motherfuckers start throwing reputations out, that shit mean a lot. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fuck with no reputation when a motherfucker been out there racing for 40 years and you just stepped in the ring.
Hey, Chuck, I don't care how you see it, Chuck. Jeremiah got a shit up, man.
God
damn, that motherfucking police officer driving like Trump.
Shit. Hey, you fuck with the wrong thing when you said your reputation better than mine. You done fucked up, man.
Man, that's Jeremiah. Jeremiah single-handedly revived street racing in Chicago.
Jeremiah got the G-body bottle in Chicago. He let somebody go for Chicago. Hey, if you ain't putting up that motherfucking money on, if you ain't putting up that money on the big stage, then your ass ain't did shit. You got to prove yourself week to week.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Ron, what's the rules to the bet, Ron? Let me hear.
Man, I just told you the rules. I don't give a fuck about that belt. He got all. He made him up as he goes.
Hey, Ron, I'm asking just for me, for my own personal reference. I want to know what the rules is for the belt.
Hey, I'm telling you, you said it out your own mouth. You said it's his belt. He can defend it how he wants to. I'm continuing on.
Hey, Ron. For me, bro. I mean, you know, you put that out there. What's your rule, bro? I don't know your rule.
Hey, I'm about to.
I said he should be defending that bitch. Huh?
Ron, so you said ain't no rule for the belt?
Man, hell, I don't care what he do with that motherfucker. Y'all, listen what I'm saying.
Ron, wait a minute, he making it a fucking contest, and I don't want to participate. Ron, I'm asking you, what is your belt for your G-body belt? What is your rules for your G-body belt? You put that belt out there, bro. I ain't talking about what Jeremiah doing. I'm asking you, what's your rules, bro?
Man, I said, defend that motherfucker at every, you got to defend that bitch. Somebody call you out at every event, you got to defend that motherfucker. Somebody from out of town can't call you out if they come around here. It got to be one of these events. I said, if you're going to charge somebody to put up money, start at, $250 to put up against the motherfucking belt. I got the shit wrote down, but I just don't want to, hey, bro, that shit just, it becomes too much nerve-wracking when you involve the diva shit with it. Fuck that shit. We going to race for some money.
Hey, bro, I I'm about to bread, but I'm just going to wind up with the belt because I'm going to take it. But I'm just asking what the fucking rules are.
Yeah. Good luck. I'm just saying, he should be defending that motherfucker tomorrow. I got that for anybody that called him out for it. See it. It's an event.
I'm not talking about. All right. You right about that, but I'm asking you just about the rules. That's all.
Man, I'm telling you, soon as I got into peeling it to doing all this rules and all that shit, it was too much commotion about it, and I said, fuck that shit. That's all I'm telling you,
okay,
bro.
Okay. All right, well, then, that's what you said. Okay, mm-hmm. I understand that. But yeah. I'm just asking. I didn't know. I don't have no information about it. I'm just seeing the belt, everybody talking about it. I feel like I can go for it.
Hey, Perm. Hey, Perm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perm.
I feel like you should be able to get a chance to get that.
Hold on, Vaughn. Hold on, Vaughn. Let me help you out. Hey, Perm. The belt, from what I understand, was supposed to have been like a Midwest belt. But with all of the bullshit surrounding it, and I know some of what Vaughn is talking about, Vaughn kind of washed his hands for it. So the best thing for it is to say that it was an event belt for Vaughn's event. Jeremiah was the G-body champ for Vaughn's event.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best way to conclude it. And then Jeremiah doing what he want to do with it. And if a motherfucker want to challenge him for it, if he want to do it, put it up, just let it be at his discretion. But it's not, you know, from the way Vaughn is saying it, it's not a Midwest G-body belt anymore, or as it started out to be because of the bullshit. It was just an event belt. It's an event belt now. So that will probably get
it some better understanding.
Okay.
Let me say this, Flop.
He won it at the first event. But a motherfucker got to defend it. Motherfucker call you out. You got to get down.
Hold on, Chuck.
Now they're going to run them off for the belt.
You
got them all in.
the goose egg, goddamn, he wants some of that too.
About that little bullshit that's
if it's a Midwest silk. But if it's not a Midwest silk, then it's Jeremiah.
That's the
take it, keep it at home, Jeremiah. Put it on the wall. Vaughn don't give a fuck.
I talked to him about the belt. The man asked me something. I tell him so, and then he say, "No, it should be like that." Oh,
right.
You don't need my opinion, then.
Right, exactly. Hey, Vaughn, I was there. I knew what was going on.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. How the fuck you going to ask me, then tell me what's going on?
Since he's not adhering to the rules that Vaughn put in place.
Tell you why, Vaughn. I can tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
He say your reputation don't precede you. His reputation better.
Oh, man.
Hey, man.
Oh, shit,
y'all. Hey, my name's C-Minute at the track of 41. I ain't got time to be nobody. My name's C-Minute at the track of 41.
I know that. He's like, he put your reputation on the line, man. Fuck that, man. You gotta kill that motherfucker.
Shit.
Hey, Eddie, that's what I said. Vaughn ain't new to this shit. But Jeremiah said, your reputation ain't as good as mine. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Man.
You just started
that's
this
what
shit
it's,
three
that's
years
That's what
ago.
It's focused on. That's like giving yourself a nickname. Nigga, the streets nickname you. You can't name yourself.
Hey, wait a minute, Chuck. I just caught what you said, Chuck, and you just lied on me. I never spoke about reputation.
I'm gonna tell you how I heard it.
You can't go back on the show and ever said I talked about reputation, bro.
No, I just said you brought up reputation.
What the fuck are you talking about, Chuck?
Do you think your reputation holds up to Vaughn?
Chuck, hold on, I'm asking you, Jeremiah.
Your reputation in the last 3 years hold up to what Vaughn did in the past 25 years?
Fuck about a reputation, man.
You the one brought the word up. You brought the word up.
The word out, Chuck, you non-listening motherfucker. Vaughn said the word, man.
Damn.
He's trying to do it for the money. I'm trying to do it for a reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who gives a fuck about reputation? It's all about the money.
I could be wrong because I thought that's what I was responding to when I said you trying to raise for a reputation. I'm not.
Fuck all that, Vaughn. Fuck all that. 2 on 10 tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Little Mo and Blue Man go punk, motherfucker.
Chicken Man, here you go.
Get my dad on the phone.
Hold it.
We ain't got to go all that, Vaughn. Vaughn.
Okay.
Let's lock in.
Hold on.
Little Mo, Blue Man, 2 on 10 to 4 o'clock.
Answer this one for me. Did me and you talk already today?
You the one that's hearing all this bullshit, man. Lock your trick ass in. Shorty on the phone.
Y'all be talking about lock-in rates.
You hype and you drunk.
You came in here trying to lock in, man. So that was your whole purpose.
No, I don't know what the fuck you gonna say. I'm not in your motherfucking head, man. How the fuck am I in your head to know what the fuck you gonna say?
How you don't know what I was saying?
How the fuck did I know that you wasn't going to drive the last time that me and you was at the track? I'm not in your motherfucking man. And you said you were driving two weeks
weeks ago when
listen,
you didn't drive, motherfucker.
You
I don't know what's in your mind, but I'm going to lock your ass in. I'm going, yeah, trying to lock you in. Trying to lock you in and you come with that shit about show up at the track. I want to have an informal engagement. I want to be engaged. Yeah, trying to lock your trick ass in, and I just want to
you
show everybody
you
that you a trick. I'm showing you that
man,
you a trick,
already.
Trying to lock you in, and you come out, you show up, I'm locked in with three lug and all that. I'm showing
okay,
you that you's
here
a
we go.
Trick. I'm showing you that you's a trick. I'm showing you. No, I ain't coming in. I'm not trying to complicate anything. Stupid ass, whatever the fuck your name is, because you way on another
you
side of town and ain't racing
man,
shit.
Complicated
I
motherfucker.
Now,
see, I was waiting for your ignorant
ass
to go down with me.
Okay, then.
You stupid
okay,
motherfucker.
Then, you
that's
in.
Why you've been getting
okay,
fucked
then,
over
you
like yesterday. Okay, lock me in, pussy motherfucker. I'll be
okay,
a hottest thing tomorrow.
One.
Bring your pussy
oh,
ass down there. You no driving dick sucking motherfucker. Fuck you. You complicated ass motherfucker.
41. You ain't coming to 41.
Yeah, fuck 41, nigga. You ain't coming to Hollis Springs.
without
Jerry.
You ain't coming to Holly Springs. You ain't coming to Holly Springs. You the motherfucker sucking Jerry's dick. I wish he'd dip his fucking pants up. You all over his motherfucking
damn.
Dick.
Yeah, I know.
Damn.
I know that. You
Jeez.
Bitch motherfucker. You
yeah,
want to
yeah,
get
I ain't the bitch. The bitch is the motherfucker with the bad pay reputation. Yeah, the bitch is the motherfucker with the bad pay reputation. Yeah, the motherfucker. Hey, swipe your credit card. Oops, decline. Swipe the credit card. Oops, decline.
Yeah, well, you lucky that you got it, you bitch motherfucker. You want
to
get your bitch ass up here.
Took you
2 years
to pay $50. Took you 2 years to pay $50. Took you 2 years to pay $50 because I tricked your stupid ass on a bet. I tricked your stupid ass on a bet. So who really stupid, Terry?
Damn, not the trickery.
You're here talking about shit you don't know about. You better leave me the fuck alone.
You,
I'm way too big a dog to be tricked by a puppy
dude.
Like you.
No, you ain't, man.
I'm way
come
too
on,
big
man.
A dog
you
to be tricked by a motherfucking puppy like
man,
you.
Come on, man. Man, he's a bitch.
Get the fuck out of here with that. You done stayed alive. You done did a lot. You still hanging on a motherfucking coattail.
Yeah, I know.
Damn, not the coattail.
But I'm trying to race tomorrow. I'm trying to beat Barney.
Yeah, me too,
motherfucker.
Me, me too. I'm trying
bitch,
to race tomorrow too,
you gonna,
motherfucker.
You gonna, oh,
yeah,
man, they
yeah,
got
motherfucker.
Going on up here.
Yeah,
bitch.
Motherfucker.
Get on
yeah, they got one going
on
here too, motherfucker. They
okay,
got one going
well,
on
well,
here
on
too, motherfucker.
Get
yeah.
on their race
yeah.
line,
motherfucker.
Motherfucker,
I get on any line I get on. Hold on. One thing about it, I pay my own bills, unlike you, motherfucker. I pay my own bills so I can go anywhere the fuck I want to. You don't pay your bills.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. Just Davon ass. Look at him. He didn't raise his motherfucking porches.
Hey, that man
knows
your ass like a back pocket. You stand there, my name.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Take care of this business.
I'm sorry, all this shit.
41 tomorrow.
Terry, protect yourself. Stop saying my name.
I ain't
got
to protect. Hey, man, I'm trying to lock your ass in. I'm trying to lock
you
in for the
hey,
mind.
Hey, you came in here talking shit. Then I said, then we talk. Then you say, you got to the truth. You say,
nah, hey,
yeah,
man,
you
we came
you
in talking
in.
Shit about me
you
and you was driving
you
weasel
you
out of that. Lock
you
in, man. No, you the one that said that. But then after that, you talking about locking in. But you talking about locking in to Jamaica, motherfucker.
Terrio,
lock in me, motherfucker.
Get seven more,
man. Yes.
I'm straight. Don't worry about it. You all right? I got you.
To
I need
you. Okay.
You
got to
put
in,
your
man.
Seven up front, motherfucker.
It ain't no problem. I got somebody that will.
Yeah.
I bet
somebody
you
got to hold yours. Somebody got
that's
to hold yours.
Hey, that they hold it last time so they can hold it again, so it ain't no problem. I'm trying to get a lock in.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay. I'm out your way if you're trying to get a lock in. I'm out your motherfucking way.
He ain't trying. That motherfucker called me 3 times a day. Yeah, he already know what I'm going to say. He just came in here. He want to talk to a real nigga. That's all. What's up, Terrio?
Okay. I just know your bitch ass ain't trying to lock in these fine.
I call you every day.
Yeah.
We already discussed this, bro.
But see
let
that we discussed.
We already
but
talked
see
about
how things
things
change.
Why they
you never know
fun.
How things change.
You felt left
because
out. You felt left out.
Can I answer this? Because we talked about last time that me and you was driving in trains. So who knows? You might have feel good. You might have popped one tonight, motherfucker. You might send Stereo lock your trick ass in.
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey, Stereo, last time you told me we bet $600.
Yes.
When I pulled up, you only paid me $300.
Okay.
So what's the problem?
Okay. But
oh,
you did the same thing, though.
You get some dumb ass out of here, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is you talking about,
ugly
man?
And
I don't
dumb.
Give a fuck.
You ugly and dumb. You ugly and dumb.
Damn.
Talk about now. You talk. Y'all ass buddy as hell. Hey, when them motherfuckers can't beat you, they start making up lies. They start saying shit.
Yeah.
You a big rat ass old man. That's it. y'all not going to know. Hey, listen. Skin, Mr. B, whoever, y'all can make rumors, y'all can say whatever y'all want to say. Y'all ain't going to never be able to stop me because y'all ain't smart enough and y'all ain't got enough money. So just lay down and accept this shit. That's
damn.
All.
Oh, shit. Damn.
How long you been holding that in, Vaughn?
they ass always said the gay ass shit. The niggas ain't no shit.
Off the goddamn show. Hey, man, I'm trying to lock your trick ass in. That's all.
Oh, I already told you. If you want to talk, if me and you can talk like you and Flo was just talking, I already told you I want to lock you in. You knew that
hey,
before
man,
you came
I
in.
Give a... No,
oh,
I didn't.
Okay,
no,
then.
I
just
no,
did.
I
if that's what
said,
you
want
to do, we can do
that.
It.
Hey, how the fuck?
Okay, well,
Chuck,
what I tell you today, you just said
that
to your own mouth, you dumbass nigga. You just said,
right?
You said you want to lock me in because you raised three look. That's what I said. I told you that today already.
Vaughn.
So what are you talking about? You sound dumb as hell.
You also
I told
told
me. When you
were
at grammar school,
you
were looking at
hold
school
it,
bus
it,
window
it,
and eating pencil
me
with
ask
your
you
dumb ass.
Let me ask you
oh,
a question.
Oh, come on,
let
Vaughn.
Me ask you a question. You also told me that you was driving, right? And you're changing your weasel.
No,
you might,
I did.
I don't know.
I did tell your dumb ass
tonight.
That I was driving.
You,
that's something
you
made up.
You might have popped the deal.
I never
agreed to
drive.
And you want to lock in. How was you going to lock in?
You talk about a race. You talk about a race.
You don't want
to
lock in.
Why are you still talking about a race that you lost so much money you still owe people? And you still want
to
bring
that
money
up?
Man.
I'm trying to get back.
Come on, Vaughn.
I'm trying to get back. I'm trying to get
damn,
back.
Damn,
you,
you lost so much fucking money.
You,
you still
owe
people.
You?
But you still want to bring that shit up.
Do I owe you? Do I owe you?
Hey, I got all mad right then and there. You fed my whole. I told you.
Okay, then
we're going to
make sure that you get all yours. Hold it. Okay, then we're going to make sure you get all yours right then and there now. Let's lock in.
Worry about it.
Can we
lock, don't worry
lock
about
in.
It. You're going to get all the smoke you're looking for. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You gonna get all the smoke you looking for, but you knew the answer to the question before you asked the question.
So what I gotta do is just show up and just cross my fingers and cross my toes and wait
nah,
on you.
You
to
ain't,
come,
you
come
ain't gotta do
in.
Shit. You ain't even gotta show up. I'll call you when I'm ready. Then you show up, motherfucker.
No problem.
Nah.
Damn,
Chuck, farewell. I ain't dead. Yo, cool. You
hey,
stupid motherfucker. I want your money.
Man, you new breed ass racist talking about ain't dancing to a tune. Man, the hardest of the game is to keep getting the money, man.
I'm getting the motherfucking money. I'm going to get some more for your dumb ass.
Don't you open that phone store every day to get the money.
You just said the object is to get the money. I just took your fucking pockets inside out. Out your back pockets, your front pockets.
But you supposed
damn.
To keep doing
out
it,
your
though.
Sock was gone.
But you supposed to keep doing
out
it, though.
The sock was gone.
You supposed
all
to keep doing
was
it.
Gone.
Hey, man, Vaughn.
Yo,
Vaughn.
Yo, listen.
You
don't even fucking
it.
Open your restaurant on Sunday.
Keep doing
you was in the restaurant selling chicken on Sunday.
Yeah, I know. I know that.
Come on, Vaughn.
What I did.
That you got it. Hey, but the object
okay,
is to keep me doing
so
that,
though. So it was a mission completed.
Hey,
you left the track broke, motherfucker. You left the track broke. So it was a mission completed.
Yeah, but I didn't regroup. But now I didn't regroup. I want to lead that way again,
okay. Don't worry about it, motherfucker. You'll be all right. Don't worry about it. You're going to be like that again.
Okay, then. Well, let me ask you. How much have we been on Three Love Race?
Man, see that? Here you go again. We go.
Hey, man, are you going to be at the track tomorrow?
Listen.
Wait, hold on.
I'm going to ask your question because I'm tired of you acting like you retarded. When I just asked you to bet earlier, you said, I'm going to see you at the track tomorrow, Vaughn. We're going to bet then. So why are you changing your mind?
You
just want to
be
irrelevant, man. Shut the fuck up.
Because you might not be there.
Did you tell me that you might not
be there? Motherfucker. You want to bet? You want to bet $1,000 I'll be there?
I'm gonna bet $1,000 to race me.
Shit.
I'm gonna bet $1,000 that Jay gonna race me. I see you at the track tomorrow.
Bet five thousand. I race you, motherfucker.
I see you at the
fuck is you talking about?
Yeah, and you ain't racing me though. You ain't racing
the
show.
Hey man, listen, Terrio. 2 weeks ago, I won enough bread from you to bake biscuits for the whole project, motherfucker. So just chill.
Damn.
Okay, but I'm trying to let you make some more bread off me, though.
I'm going to make some more. I'm going to do it on my terms, though.
Damn.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. So I got it, like I said, a kid. Can I ask you a question, kid?
Yeah, go ahead.
Once y'all was racing, and you had your pigeon on your man, did y'all keep on milking them?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you play the waiting game? Once you got your man,
no.
You're supposed to keep on milking them, don't you?
Yeah. That's what we did.
Don't worry about it. You're going to get
all
the milk out of them titties. I'm going to get all the milk up out of them. Don't worry about it.
Oh, man.
But I got to wait now. I got to wait.
You ain't got to wait. What time you
I
be to the track? Just come to the track.
I get back on the three line.
That's all. You ain't going to need better enough to get back.
What is it that you told me to wait on you to call me, to tell him, and now you tell me to just get in the track?
I tried to lock you in. I said I got a thousand on motherfucking Jeremiah, and I got a thousand on Lil Mo against Three Lug and them. I said lock in $2,000. You said no. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see you at the track.
Why would I do that and I got my own show? Why would I do that and I got my own machine?
Stop being a fucking fraud, man.
But hold it.
Everybody on this phone already know me and you. You ain't got to impress nobody. That's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all ain't got
to
impress
mm-hmm.
nobody
man,
on here. Who on here work for press?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to impress
hey, man,
nobody.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, who is trying to impress, Ron? I'm trying to get a formal lock-in engagement. That's all.
I'm trying to say you got to be trying to press somebody. Me and you talk 3 times already, Dave.
Why?
We got to understand it. Why would you even come
me
on here and say
you
my
talk
name?
Every day, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you might change your mind, you might have a change of heart.
I might pop one and change my mind on you, Terrio. I'm gonna pop one soon as you snort one, motherfucker. Fuck are you talking about? You niggas weird as hell.
Lord have mercy.
Hey man. Only thing I said, Ron. What time are you getting at the track tomorrow? I'll be there
before you. Your ass the only one pull up like you important at 6. You pull up at 6 o'clock like you important. Get your ass tore up at 7, and you be back
man.
Home by 8 with no money,
okay.
Motherfucker.
No, Lord have mercy.
Well,
at 7, Vine.
Pull up like you important, motherfucker. Then talk
so
all that shit.
I got
like you a motherfucker.
Door, right? I got a snack in. I said I was gonna jog against your trick ass.
Hey, dude, it don't matter. You trusted somebody else, just like me. So it don't make
that's
no difference. You ain't did nothing different for me, but I could be ridiculed for mine.
Yeah,
but you did the same thing.
Yeah, but
you gonna
man.
Sit up here and tell
mm-hmm.
me what
and
I
man.
Ain't do. But you did the
and
same
man.
Thing. But
hey.
The only dumb thing you did, you
Vine.
Put a motherfucker in there that
Vine.
Didn't even have no test pass. At least I put a motherfucker, the cop built around
Vine.
In there. You stupid motherfucker.
Vine.
Mm-hmm.
Vine.
What the fuck
is
you talking about? You sure?
Now.
You sure how smart you was? I know for a fact.
It was two to five
people in your classroom in grammar school. I know that for a fact. It was at the most two to five people. That was it.
I know.
Damn.
I know, Vine, but this is what I'm trying to do, though. If it was like that, Vine, you're supposed to get me back in there. That's all.
I guess I see your ass
get
over
in there.
You begging for an ass whooping now.
I'm not thirsty.
You just told me. You told me 2,000. You said you told me you don't
want to
race for no more. What you say this morning? You said $2,000 you want to raise for this morning. You come on the show and say lock in for $10,000.
I was trying to get a lock in. Yeah, because
man, you was,
friend.
I said you were
trying to hear your numbers.
You just told me you ain't want
to
raise for no more than $2,000.
I was trying to get
early.
You in. No, I was trying to get you to lock in. I was trying. I was
okay,
trying to get you to lock in.
Okay, but you just came on this show. You just came on this show,
friend,
like you want to raise for $10,000. You
maybe,
ain't never raised for $10,000 in your life.
If I'm,
name
if
me
I'm
one race in your last
fronting,
5 years that was for $10,000.
If I'm fronting, you had just said this one was for $7,000. You just said this
yeah,
one was
yeah,
for $7,000.
It was, yeah, you lost. Say how much you lost. Stop fucking
okay.
Capping.
Okay.
You
no,
know what the
you
fuck you lost. I know what you lost.
Now, I'm listening at you then. Okay, then. Vine.
Them motherfuckers, them $100 bills was greasy than a motherfucker. I had to wash my hands all that chicken
Amen.
Grease that was on that money.
That's
all that
was.
Chicken grease
but,
was on
but
that
did
money,
you
boy.
Spend it, though? But did it buy your furniture, though? But did it buy your furniture, though? Did it buy your
yeah.
Furniture? Was the job accomplished? Okay, then. Well, that's all you wanted was the furniture, man. That's all you wanted. Hey, I'm trying to do your kitchen now. I'm trying to do your kitchen.
I know.
Today, right? Well, you don't want to give me a formal ball, so now I got to sneak in the back door and hope that don't nobody see me tomorrow and wait on you to come in and say, you know what, Terrio, get out.
You
that's
ain't,
what I
you ain't
do,
got
to right?
You ain't got that's your problem. You hone in on one person. Try to find you another race, motherfucker, because I'm trying to find me another one. I ain't
well,
worried
I
about
know,
no one
I know
person.
That, but I do know this.
ain't nobody on this motherfucker
hold
pissed
it.
Me off good enough
listen,
to where I
listen.
Only want to race just that
I
one
know.
Person. I want to raise anybody
it
out
ain't
here that's willing to lose
off.
The money.
It ain't no, it's not that, Vaughn. I know you will lock in. At least you used to lock in. I know that you used to lock in two or three motherfuckers at one time. So, you know, that's what kind of I figured that, hey, you figure you got your man, you're going to stick on him. That's all. It's about the money, that remember?
No, I'm on you.
You
want to
get that
don't
money?
Think, I don't want nobody else to get you.
Okay, then. So that's what I'm trying to give it to
you. You got
to
remember. You said with nobody in the city run you. I took the street car, beat your ass unconscious.
Okay, but you should keep on doing it though.
I am. Don't worry about it. I got you.
Well, I was just trying to lock in, man. That's all. So I'm gonna sneak you in the back door, and I'm gonna tap you on the shoulders. And once you run that three love, and I'm gonna put something in your pocket until you don't count it. It just better. Is that okay?
Okay. I want you to do that. I want
all
you
right,
to do fine. the same bet that I told you this morning. No, I'm not gonna sit up here and act like we ain't had no conversation. You told we gonna bet both ways.
Hey, we did. I was trying to get. No, I ain't. I said, why would I bet? Why would I bet both ways like that? Then I got my own car. I got to have some chatter for my own
but
car.
You just said, well, why would I just bet on three, love? Me and you talked earlier. I said, I'm betting on. I said, I got $1,000 on Jeremiah, and I got $1,000 on Lil Mo. And you said you going to bet me both ways. So that's what we going
to
bet.
Mo, I know, I just had to And what did you say? I'm going to see if I'm going to come to the track. Did you not say that?
Terrio,
I
told you if I don't come, I'm gonna pay Skin $100 to come pick
but
up the $2,000 for me. Did
right.
I tell you that?
Right. So now
I
you just said that. Yes. But now you just said that you're gonna
said,
be there though.
Pay Skin
but now you just said that you're gonna
said,
be at the track now, though, right?
I said I'm gonna pay Skin $100 to come pick up this $2,000. Did I tell you that?
Right. And then, right, and
okay,
then you just said
so,
now
so
you want to be there, right?
So what's the problem?
So I'm just
so,
saying,
so
but you just
long
said
long
now.
The money there,
I'm just
it should
trying
be
to
a bet, right? And I'm giving
no,
the money to your dad.
But you just said, see how you just flip-flop? Hold it. You said you're going to beat
I,
me there,
I'm tell
it,
I,
but now
no,
you said I'm
not,
the money
I
there.
Just said, I'm telling you what me and you talked about earlier. I just told you now
but
I'm going to be there.
That
motherfucker.
Was earlier, but talk about now. Okay, then.
Yeah.
So now you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. We can bet when
okay,
you get there.
No well, I'll see you tomorrow. No problem. I'll see you tomorrow, sir. Without a lock in, but I will see you.
I know all sense ain't common, but God damn.
Hey, fine. You can run, but you can't hide, boy. Don't drop your soap, man. Just say that. Don't you drop the soap tomorrow, man. Don't don't you drop the soap on me.
That shit was fun tonight. We had a little bit of everything on this bitch tonight, y'all. That shit was fun.
You ain't lying. It's goddamn it. Everybody getting on everybody's ass and shit. We only got one person. One person go the other way. I just knew they was going to come to 41 tomorrow and get their ass pulled out.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
Hey, man, tough on. You going
yeah.
Make that you got a bag up chef tonight, man. You got to go and take care of that one race.
Eddie, which one, Eddie? Because I got threw off. You know I got thrown off. I had some shit to say.
And only one we got is Big Perm. We got a Big Perm and what's it called? Tidebo, what's his name?
Well, Eddie, we need somebody who was there. I really have seen the bullshit. Where is Creepy Boy at? Because he was at the track.
I don't know if Creepy Boy, he ain't hit the one button tonight. He probably just listened.
I'd rather for somebody to say.
But we ain't got that long before the whole board shut down. So if Creepy Boy want to fry somebody, you need to come on. Come on, Creepy Boy.
Somebody was there. I wasn't there. I don't want to say nothing.
Creepy
Boy
probably
gambling
right
on
now.
Me by
lying. Preacher Boy probably doing this thing, man. He probably can't stop and pick up the phone, man. He's listening, though.
Come on, I'll tell what I can say, Eddie, of what I don't get right, fuck him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it, dude. I seen piece by piece, so.
Well, we only talk about it. Well, only that one race, right? There wasn't no other race.
Yeah. That's the only race I know that I have five times seen. God damn. Come on down here.
Oh, happy day.
Uh-oh. Was Kid there? Kid, you was at the race?
Well, last night.
Was he up there, Kid? Yeah.
Hell no.
Oh, man. Damn, Kid, you sound like this dude was jacked up.
Well, I'm going to say it then. I'll just go ahead and say it, man. Y'all call them Tidy Bowl. Y'all call them so many names, man. Y'all be getting me mixed up. More Chestnut, Tidy Bowl, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, I guess he figured he had a chance of winning, and he would have never got up there. But
mm-hmm.
Big Perm been hot lately, and he's doing his thing, and he look like he getting that car together more every time. It look like a little better every time he go around the track. Last
mm-hmm.
night, the car left about the gate and went straight as arrow down the track. I like to see him that there. But they pulled on up to the line. Now, don't it? Big Perm beat his burnout. Tidy Bowl was on one of the other lanes. Hood off. Carburetor stacked up high. I said, ooh, mm-hmm. that boy mm-hmm. did something there.
Mm-hmm.
Big Perm gave him the back tire. He pulled on up to the light, got down when the tree came down. It was over with in the first 60 feet. Big Perm had already went on around him and kept on stepping.
Oh,
but one thing you got to say, Tidy Bowl getting up there, he bringing action. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
He got two cars he bringing action with. But Tidy Bowl, I got to fry you, man. So I got to put
The gooch on the looch.
I can't find him that hard, y'all, because the man got up there, he did his thing, and he constantly, constantly bringing action. So that's what we need for the game. He good for the game. All he got to do is take his time and get better, get right. I tell you that. He damn sure is step or two ahead of me.
Big Eddie.
Yeah.
You got to find another dumb motherfucker for failure to pay the extra 10. You can't have this dumb ass out there and talk to this time. A weak motherfucker. You got that weak motherfucker,
just
too.
Tell me about it. Say drop him.
Drop his slow ass. Yeah, man.
I couldn't stop it, man. The computer, actually
slow
tonight. I don't know why.
Oh, wow.
I'm like,
he could stop at that. He could have stopped at that game pay. He should have stopped at that game pay the extra $10.
Oh man,
my.
That man like a roasted. That man like a grill. That damn Eddie Grill kept us fried, kept on going.
That's a
oh, man,
not the, damn, not the jerk fry.
He
was.
It ain't been that crazy
Ooh.
All night, man. it kicked me off one time. I got back in before 10 o'clock. I got to start remembering to respond to things before I pull the show up. Yeah, well, we had a good time tonight, man. It was pretty interesting. Hey, man.
Yeah,
yeah, man. And I'm glad Brother Vic made it through his surgery and hope he's doing well
surgery.
And hope that he have a speedy recovery.
Yes, sir. Can't wait to see him back in that driver's seat. Big time race.
Yeah, man. Huh? And you know, I know y'all about to get ready to get up over here, and it got quiet now, so I don't know if it's a little too late to bless the show or not, but I haven't been blessing the show like I'm supposed to, so I'm going to bless the show and also, you know, say a prayer at the same time from Vic. So all y'all, please bow your head for Reverend Show, y'all.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humbly as we know how. I'd like to first say thank you, God, for all that you are, all that you've done for us, and all that you continue to do for us, Lord. We thank you for the will that you have for us, the things that you have predestined for us, Father God. I thank you for being the great and awesome and amazing God that you are, the healing God, the on-time God, the saving God, the delivering God. Thank you for being my rock and my redeemer, Lord. I'd like to first ask for your forgiveness for anything that was said, done, or thought that was unpleasing to you, for dishonoring, disgracing, disrespecting, or disobeying you in any way, shape, or form, Lord. I ask for your protection over my life, Lord, and for the lives of my family members, friends, and enemies, Father God, and that you heal us in anywhere we may be hurting, Lord. And that you strengthen us where we may be weak, Father God. We ask that your peace replace any anxiety, Lord. Thank you. We ask that you keep us away from any temptations or spirits that are unlike yours, Father God. And that we be a reflection of your Holy Spirit in all that we do, say, and think. We ask that you continue to guide us, Lord. And that you continue to be a light to the path of our feet. And that all things we do may bring glory to your kingdom, Father God. Lord, we know that all sin must be obedient to you. So we ask that you break all the chains, Lord. Release us from anything that may be holding us back, Father God. And may you show us the things that are holding us back that we aren't aware of, Lord. We ask that you continue to be within us, Lord, and just
your spirit through us, Lord. Use us, God. May we be a vessel. Use me, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all. We're going to get ready to get on the battle here. So I want to remind y'all, don't worry about nothing. Whatever it is, it'll work its way out. And y'all take it easy.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry.